This is Business Update from the BBC. The main headlines: China's central bank has cut interest rates to halt steep falls in shares. South Africa's economy is in worse shape than predicted. And profits at the world's biggest mining company have taken a dramatic dive. I'm Karen Hogan at the BBC's business unit in London. China's central bank has cut interest rates by a quarter of a 1% in an attempt to halt a dramatic slide in share prices. The main index in Shanghai closed down more than 7.5% on Tuesday. That followed yesterday's Black Monday, when prices dropped by 8.5%, Shanghai's biggest one-day fall since 2007. This is the fifth cut in interest rates since November. The BBC's John Sudworth reports from Beijing.
Investors may cheer, making money cheaper. Some of it will find its way into the markets, one would presume, if indeed people feel it's time to return to stocks and shares. But I think a lot of people will feel cheered simply because this looks like a measure from the Chinese authorities, a little more in line with the kind of things you'd expect governments to be doing. It's a step away from that more direct, more clumsy, if you like, attempt to shore up stock prices by direct intervention, and a much more conventional tool to inject a little bit of liquidity to make borrowing cheaper and hopefully therefore to pump a bit of life into the very beleaguered stock market.
The South African economy is slowing by more than many analysts had expected. The nation's output contracted by 0.3% compared with the previous 3 months. From Johannesburg, the BBC's Matthew Davis reports.
On a yearly basis, the numbers are slightly better. South Africa's economy grew by 1.2% compared with the same period last year. But five of South Africa's main centres of economic activity have shrunk in the second quarter. The worst drought in nearly 100 years meant agriculture contracted by more than 17%, and lower production of iron ore and coal meant mining contracted by nearly 7%. And the latest figures on the economy come just a day after the country's currency, the rand, touched an all-time low against the US dollar. Concerns over China's economic growth have been weighing on commodity-linked currencies in emerging markets for some time, and a significantly weaker rand, analysts say, is set to fuel inflation in South Africa.
The world's largest mining firm, BHP Billiton, has just reported a 52% fall in profits for the year. It's the lowest profit figure in 10 years. It follows disappointing results from others like Rio Tinto and Glencore. And it's all down to the slowdown in Chinese manufacturing and the slump in demand for the major commodities, like energy and metals, that are needed to produce those goods. Kieran Hodgson is a mining analyst with Panmure Gordon.
BHP Billiton was not exactly going to buck the trend that we've already seen from the other producers. Again, they're at the mercy of the falling commodity prices, especially upon their five key pillars, which is iron ore, oil and gas, copper. And they are the main contributors to the decline in profits. But you also have to bear in mind that they did spin off their base metal division, South 32, in May this year.
On the financial markets, October Brent crude is up $1.18 at $43.87 a barrel. This is the BBC.
This is the business update from the BBC World Service.
Australia's crocodile farms are big business, which is why a number of high-end fashion chains, such as Louis Vuitton and Hermes, are cutting out the middleman and buying the farms. That gives them direct access to the prized crocodile skins used to produce some of the world's most expensive handbags. The BBC's John Donison reports from Queensland.
This is Hartley's crocodile farm in Queensland, and the rather frenetic splashing you can hear is the sound of hundreds of hungry mouths. It is lunchtime.
Oi, just watch your fingers.
Mercifully, these ones are only about a foot or so long, but they could easily whip off a finger.
Oh, these are a bit bigger.
Quick, aren't they?
Yep. Aggressive crocodile is a happy crocodile.
Showing me round is farm manager Nick Stevens.
How big do they get?
They can get up to 6 metres. Basically, they're one of the largest growth rates of any animal in the world.
Well, we've come outside now, and just to back that sizeable stat up, in front of me is a beast aptly named Fat Steve. Huge, I'd say about 5 metres long and well over half a ton in weight. And I'm just going to be brave and chuck him a chicken, feathers and all. Well, that was gone in one mouthful. You can hear him making mincemeat of the bones. Crocodile farms are big business here, and increasingly they're being bought up by the fashion industry, who treasure the highly prized skins.
What we've had is Hermès Louis Vuitton come across into Australia and bought probably 80% of the farms here. The Australian Salty, you know, the Salty's found throughout the world, but we can actually guarantee good skins.
And a good skin can fetch well over $1,000. Hartley's farm is still independent and sells its products to the French fashion house Hermès, which makes handbags at truly eye-watering prices.
A fuchsia Hermès Birkin with diamonds. Yes, diamonds set a record as the most expensive handbag ever sold at auction. The bag fetched $221,844. Was sold.
So what does farmer Nick Stevens make of that?
One minute I'll be, you know, mucking around chicken heads and feeding crocodiles. Then I'm talking to the directors of Hermès, looking at handbags. So yeah, no, it's fascinating.
Who's buying that kind of stuff?
It's all your movie stars. It's the very wealthy.
Mrs. Stevens?
No, unfortunately not. No, she'd love to, but no. I did buy one, but not in that league.
But the handbag industry is not without controversy.
British singer and fashion icon Jane Birkin is asking Hermès to take her name off the crocodile skin versions of its iconic Birkin bag.
It came after Jane Birkin, after whom the Hermès bag is named, saw a video showing animals being badly treated at a farm in Zimbabwe.
They cut the animal down the back. They strip this belly skin off.
The film came from the animal rights group PETA. But Angela Freeman, who owns Hartley's farm in Queensland, says, as with all farming, some operations are better than others.
What I would say to Jane is, in the case of Australia, we have very high animal ethics standards, animal production standards. It doesn't matter whether it's in relation to crocodiles or cattle or whatever else. The whole industry is heavily regulated.
Order up! Angela argues that crocodiles are no different from any other type of farming. And at Hartley's, they also use the meat. At the farm restaurant sizzling on the grill, you can get a croc kebab. Although Nick Stevens is not convinced.
It's a nice meat. I can't give it great raps, but I don't eat it. Our philosophy here is that we don't eat them and they won't eat us. But it's sold throughout Queensland.
Probably tastes like chicken, does it? That's what everyone always says.
Yeah, you're pretty right. Yeah, just like chicken.
Which I guess you may think is not surprising, as I watch Fat Steve chomp his way through another chuck outside. And there is an argument that farming has actually protected crocodiles in Australia by discouraging illegal poaching of wild animals. High fashion may have led to the survival of a creature that goes back more than 200 million years and predates the dinosaurs.
And that was John Donison reporting there from Queensland. Let's take another look at the financial markets. And on the currency markets, the dollar is trading at 570.6 CFA francs and 13 South African rand. And let's stick with the financial markets. Shares in London and elsewhere in Europe jumped in mid-morning trading, despite another night of steep falls for the Chinese stock market. The FTSE 100 was up almost 3%. For more on that, go to our website, bbcworldservice.com/business.